Why Scott County, Kentucky? What made you choose this particular team?
Well, I set out to write a story that would chronicle the power and the meaning of basketball in Kentucky. And once I set my mind on that, I wanted to tell the story through one high school. And I began to reach out to several high schools about getting access to their program. That was the key. I wanted full access, unfettered access to be in the gym every day, which is a lot to ask of a program, a lot to ask of a high school. But I also wanted the school to be reflective of the Kentucky experience. And by that, I mean I wanted it to be a rural school. Obviously, most of Kentucky is rural. And if I was going to choose a school that was going to be a vehicle to tell this story, I wanted a rural school. I also wanted a competitive school. I wanted a team that was going to compete. I don't know what kind of story I would have had if the team went 5-20 over the course of a season. And so Scott County met all of those criteria. And most importantly, they agreed to give me the access I wanted.
And you actually moved to Scott County.
That's correct. I rented with my family a small house on the backside of a little tiny horse farm just west of Georgetown in rural Scott County. And I basically lived the life of a Scott County basketball player for the entire season.
Were you well received by the team and the community?
Absolutely. I can't say enough about the access I received, not only from Coach Billy Hicks and the administrators at Scott County High School, but about the families who welcomed me into their homes, took me to church with them, took me to their son's doctor's appointments for injuries and ripped up knees or broken hands, the things that happen over the course of a season. I was along for the ride for everything. It was great.
Comparisons have been made to Buzz Bissinger's great book, Friday Night Lights, about high school football in Texas.
I think to a certain extent, any high school sports book that has come out since Buzz Bissinger's great book, Friday Night Lights, came out 20 years ago, ultimately gets compared in some ways to his work. I think this book stands on its own. I think it's a different story, but certainly it's high and humbling praise for me. And if it's my lot in life to be compared to Buzz Bissinger, then it's one I will happily suffer.
You covered the team for the 2009-2010 season. There were high expectations for this squad.
There were very high expectations indeed. I believe Scott County entered the season ranked number two in the state. It had three of the top 10 players in the state, players that some of your listeners may recall: Jelon Gwynn, who is now playing at the University of Cincinnati, Chad Jackson, who is now playing at Northern Kentucky University, and Dakota Uten, who was a celebrated recruit at University of Kentucky early in his high school career, a recruit of Billy Gillespie there, who by the time I had arrived in Scott County was no longer going to UK because John Calipari had come in.
And of course, Billy Hicks, the coach, he had previously won two titles at Scott County.
That's right. Scott County and Billy Hicks won the state title there in 2007 and in 1998. And so, high expectations indeed in Scott County. That's a community that lives and breathes its hometown basketball. It remains a mostly rural community, a county of 40,000 people, but there's one high school, there's one team in town, there's one team to root for. One of the things that I encountered early on was just how much basketball meant in rural Kentucky, specifically Scott County. I was interviewing a Scott County executive about the team and what basketball meant there, and he recalled for me Scott County's run to its first state title in 1998. It was an undersized team that took on Lexington Catholic in the state semifinals. This was a Lexington Catholic team that was ranked number three in the nation. And Scott County found a way to win that game with a miraculous comeback in the last 35 seconds. One of the greatest basketball games, really, in Kentucky high school basketball history. And as this man, this grown man, an executive, recounted for me that story, he broke down in tears, sobbing. And at that point, I thought, okay, I'm in the right place. And so that was surprising to me, just how much it meant to people. And then on the other hand, I set out to write a book that would chronicle the power and the meaning of basketball in Kentucky, and I think I did that. There's a love for the game, there's a passion for the game, and that's all part of the book. But there was another side to the story, a flip side, a dark side to that passion, and the pressure that the love for the game and the passion for the game took, not only on the coaches, but on the families and on the players themselves, these teenagers who often bore the brunt of criticism from fans.
Billy Hicks was under having won two titles before under a considerable amount of pressure to do it again. And you talk about their accusations that he was recruiting players, bringing them into Scott County and that sort of thing.
There was a lot of tension in Scott County, but around the state about that idea. You know, recruiting is a dirty word in high school sports. It's a no-no. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. And in the 2 years before I came to Scott County, several big-name players had moved into the county. Now, you know, had they been recruited? Were their parents shopping around to find the best program? I don't know. There's not a shred of evidence of either. But certainly there was that perception. Three of the players who had moved in were good friends. They played on their AAU basketball team together. They knew each other. And within 60 days of each other, all moved to Scott County. Mm. And so there was a lot of criticism that Coach Hicks bore for those moves. And there was a lot of criticism that the kids themselves even bore for those moves. You know, I think it's one thing to criticize a coach or to criticize a father, perhaps, a 50-year-old man, a 45-year-old man who's made a decision. You know, a grown person can stand on their own two feet, take the punches, take the heat, and defend themselves. I think it's another thing entirely to turn that criticism on an 18-year-old kid, an 18-year-old basketball player. And I saw a lot of that happen, and it was fascinating but also troubling.
No, I'm not. There's no spoiler alert here because we know who went to the state tournament in 2010. Scott County did not win the tournament. It was a team, I believe, from Eastern Kentucky, right?
That's right. Yeah, Scott County advanced to the Final Four. They lost on that last Saturday to your hometown Louisville Ballard team, a very powerful team in its own right. You know, so of course it doesn't have that fairy tale ending, but this was a nonfiction book. You know, this isn't a fairy tale. You know, this is real life, and real life is messy and it's complicated.
Is Coach Hicks still at Scott County?
Absolutely. Coach Hicks is still there. He has eclipsed 800 wins and is still piling them up. Next season, if things keep going as they are, he will be become the winningest coach in high school basketball history in the state of Kentucky. And I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to reach 900 wins. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he reaches 1,000 wins. He's just over 60 years old. And he's not showing any signs of slowing down. And every year, Scott County, you know, by hook or by crook, finds a way to win 20 to 25 games.
How's the book been received in Scott County? Have you gotten any feedback yet?
I have. There's been a great reception there. Some people are thrilled by the book. Of course, you know, there's always mixed opinions. This, as I said before, isn't a fairy tale. It's real life. But as the principal at Scott County High School told me recently, he said he was upset by some of the things that he saw himself quoted as saying in this book. But he said, well, I don't know what to tell you because I said every one of them. So
the name of the book is Outside Shot, Big Dreams, Hard Times, and One County's Quest for Basketball Greatness. The author is Keith O'Brien. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Keith O'Brien is going back to Georgetown this weekend for a couple of book events. He'll be at the Toyota Classic tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. and at the Galvin's on Main in Georgetown tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 to 9 p.m.